Hey, Blues fans, you found us. We're really glad you did. It's time for another episode of This Week of the Blues. It's our weekly take on blues history. I'm your host, Jimbo Big Train Madsen, with the blues band Big Train and the Locomotives. We have a great episode this week, so let's take a look and see what happened.
Piedmont blues guitarist and singer Etta Baker was born on March 31st in 1913. Picking up the guitar at age 3, she played the guitar for 90 years. She's influenced artists like Bob Dylan, Taj Mahal, and Kenny Wayne Shepherd. She was born Etta Lucille Reed in Caldwell County in North Carolina and was taught the guitar by her father, who was a longtime player of the Piedmont blues on several instruments. She played both the 6-string and 12-string guitar and the 5-string banjo. She was one of 8 children, and all of her siblings played instruments. West Coast blues guitarist Lowell Folsom was born March 31, 1921, on a Choctaw Indian reservation in Atoka, Oklahoma. After T-Bone Walker, he was one of the most important figures in West Coast blues in the 1940s and 50s. At the age of 18, he moved to Ada, Oklahoma, and joined Alger, Texas Alexander for a few months in 1940. He then moved to California, where he formed a band which soon included a young Ray Charles. In 1993, he was inducted into the Blues Foundation Hall of Fame, as was his recording of Reconsider Baby. In 1995, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame included Reconsider Baby in their list of 500 songs that shaped rock and roll. Blues singer Lucille Bogan was born April 1st, 1897, probably in Birmingham, Alabama. She was among the first blues singers to be recorded. She also recorded under the pseudonym Bessie Jackson. Many of her songs were sexually explicit, and she was generally considered to have been a dirty blues musician. She first recorded vaudeville songs in New York in 1923, and later that year recorded Pawn Shop Blues in Atlanta. She also recorded the original version of Black Angel Blues, which was covered by B.B. King and many others under different titles. Texas pianist Amos Milburn was born April 1st, 1927 in Houston, and he was one of 13 children. In the decade after World War II, he bridged the gap between blues and rock and roll, banging out up-tempo boogie-woogie jump blues rhythms on piano. He was also the first to chart with One Scotch, One Bourbon, and One Beer. By the age of 5, he was playing tunes on the piano. He enlisted in the United States Navy when he was 15 and earned 13 battle stars in the Philippines. He returned to Houston and organized a 16-piece band playing in the clubs in the city. Here's a little Chicago blues history for you. The Checkerboard Lounge was a blues club on the south side of Chicago, established in 1972 by Elsie Thurman and Buddy Guy. In 1985, Buddy Guy left to start his own club called Legends. Thurman was a legend himself on the Chicago blues scene, keeping the home of the blues going. New Orleans blues guitarist John Mooney was born April 3rd, 1955. He has developed a unique style by combining Delta blues with the funky second line beat of New Orleans. He's specially known for his slide guitar work. Growing up in Rochester, New York, Mooney took to the guitar as a 10-year-old and quickly became obsessed with the instrument. He began his professional performing career at the age of 13, at first playing many shows with Rochester area blues guitarist Joe Beard. By his mid-teens, Mooney had worked out a few Sun House songs on guitar using slide. Blues legend McKinley Morganfield, who you probably know as Muddy Waters, was born April 4th, 1913. He is arguably one of the most important blues musicians in the post-war blues scene, and is often cited as the father of modern Chicago blues. Now, Muddy Waters grew up on the Stovall Plantation near Clarksdale, Mississippi, and by the age of 17, was playing the guitar and the harmonica, emulating the local blues artists Sun House and Robert Johnson. He was recorded in Mississippi by Alan Lomax for the Library of Congress in 1941. Mississippi bluesman Robert Cage was born April 4th, 1937, in New Orleans. He worked as a truck mechanic when not playing in juke joints. And later, when his fame grew, he played at larger U.S. and international festivals. Soon after his birth, his family moved to Natchez, and then from there to Woodville, both in Mississippi. It's a small, woodsy town forgotten by time, even by Mississippi standards. Robert's father owned a grocery store, and it was there, on the porch, where Robert heard Scott Dunbar play and sing, as well as another performer named Pig. That's all we know. His name was Pig. But he was influential on Robert Cage. We want to shine a light on blues singer June Curley Moore, who was born sometime in 1943. Moore grew up in New Orleans, and as a child, he sang and danced for pennies on the streets of his neighborhood. At the age of 12, he and his friends formed a group named the Blue Jays and competed at talent shows. He began his music career in New Orleans in 1960 as a vocalist with Huey Piano Smith's band, The Clowns. Moore toured with Smith and The Clowns for 3 years before leaving to pursue a solo career. Blues guitarist Beverly Guitar Watson was born April 6, 1939. One critic wrote that Beverly Watkins is a pyrotechnic guitar maven whose searing, ballistic attacks on the guitar have become allegorical tales within the blues community. I don't know that I would use that kind of flowery language myself, other than to say she was a kick-ass guitar player. Now, Watkins had a long and continuous musical career, and she worked with artists including James Brown, B.B. King, and Ray Charles. In 1998, she was included in a package show with Coco Taylor and Rory Block that was part of the All-Star Women in Blues Hot Mamas tour. Blues harmonica virtuoso Big Walter Horton was born April 6, 1921. He was renowned for his innovative contributions to the music of Memphis and Chicago. He began his career as a child working for tips on the streets of Memphis. Horton began recording for legendary Memphis producer Sam Phillips in 1951. Horton joined the Muddy Waters Band in Chicago in 1953. Chicago's foremost blues producer and songwriter, Willie Dixon, called Horton the greatest harmonica player in the world. Well, blues fans, we just covered some of the highlights here. But if you want to know more about these artists or other things that happened this week in the blues, be sure to follow our social media pages or visit our website at bigtrainblues.com. Now, we'll have a new episode for you next week, so we'll see you then.